This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Careful what you wish. All you Democrats calling for murdering conservatives and having a tyrannical takeover. The Republicans trying to give Obama dictatorial power, martial law power, so they have it when they get in office. Careful what you wish. You just might get it. Wayne Madsen's our guest. So I didn't know the law degree. You also got a medical examiner and coroner's degree, which is an MD medical license. But now, I mean, normally folks would pass the buck and say, we don't know why he died, might be natural, there'll be a coroner's deal, medical examiner will decide. No, they were like, natural causes immediately, everything's fine, go to sleep, everything's wonderful. Here is the clip. Texas judge, Scalia died of natural causes. Top elected official, well, that's a medical degree. In fact, if I ever need any surgery, I'll just go to the mayor and ask for it. Top elected official in county where Anthony Scalia was found dead says the U.S. Supreme Court justice died of natural causes, a heart attack. And then they changed it. The Texas funeral home manager says Scalia's body has been taken to an airport and will be flown to Virginia. Let's go to that clip.
Since there were no signs of foul play, then no autopsy was ordered. My only concern was to make sure that everything was done right, and I did
done right. So she said it was
did my own investigation, which included talking to his physician. And after talking to his physician, and from what I was told from the U.S. Marshal and the sheriff that was there with no signs of foul play, that is how I came to the conclusion that, in fact, this was in all probability a natural death.
Okay, in all probability, great. Autopsy, investigation. But no, no, no. No, no, no. We didn't have a security detail. He's dead. Could it be he died naturally, but they should have been there, so now they just don't want to debate it? Wayne Madsen?
Yeah, I mean, this is why there's going to be questions raised, because, you know, it was so he's taken to a funeral home. Was he embalmed at the funeral home? That means even if they decide later to do a postmortem, there's going to be a lot of clues that are going to not be discovered. So, I mean, the thing is, there's more chain of custody on a bag of pot that's caught by the police and somebody found by the police in somebody's car than there was on an associate justice of the Supreme Court. It's you know, it's
there's more chain of custody with a bag you check at the airport than this.
Exactly. So, you know, these are the questions that are going to be raised, as they're raised in every case where there's a situation where non-professionals, and certainly this judge down in on the border.
But you heard her. She did an investigation into medical stuff. I mean,
she said in all probability, that doesn't sound like a hard and fast.
That's why you have laws about medical examiners, because we don't go off what you think, lady.
That's right. And I've investigated enough deaths over the years to know that medical examiners and my God, funeral home directors who sometimes have a double duty as a county medical examiner, these are not the people that are qualified to conduct these postmortems. So, you know, there will be questions raised, as there always
is. Let me ask this. I don't want to put you out on a limb as you're a journalist, but what does your gut tell you? I mean, the instant reporting, the instant attempt to bury him, the instant attempt to criticize anybody that asks questions, does this not stink?
Well, my gut, when I first heard the report last night, or yesterday afternoon, was that, you know, 79 years old, overweight, maybe not in the best of health, okay. But not with the you know, the lack of an autopsy and this thing, even the Washington Post dwelled on the pillow on his head. And when the Post does that, you got to say, wait a minute, you know, because the Post has always been in the position of covering things up for, you know, for decades now. And so, yeah, that raises a lot of questions. So I'm suspicious.
All right, Wayne, stay there. I want to come back and get other angles on this, play some other clips, and then hit some other news with you. Then Paul Watson is joining us. I'll also open the phones up so folks can give us their take on what's happening here. Maybe Hillary did win 6 coin tosses in a row. Maybe she did lose New Hampshire but still won.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on your mind.
Blocking Obamacare, attempting to repeal it, trying to block the open borders, trying to block the gun grab, trying to block the carbon tax. He's about to hear them all and shoot them down, and he's dead after he didn't bring a security detail to a Democrat-run ranch in the middle of nowhere in southwest Texas. It's been called, even by Democrat operatives like Axelrod, a seismic shift, the biggest development in the 2016 election. And as Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist for InfoWars.com and WayneMadsenReport.com pointed out, with people like Roosevelt, people like Kennedy, you name it, they have botched or don't have these autopsies. And I said Saturday night, they're saying no foul play evidence. That's totally creepy. The first announcement from an anonymous law enforcement caller to a TV station, didn't want their name on that. Just incredible. And then we're not supposed to ask any questions. And then they say, it's a heart attack. Well, how do you know? Well, we don't. It wasn't a heart attack. This is absolutely over the top. And then on InfoWars.com and YouTube and and on news articles, I was reading the comments, Democrats going, I spit on his grave, more conservatives need to die, blah, blah, blah. You know, Scalia wasn't perfect by a long shot. But compared to Kagan or Sotomayor or Lynch at the Attorney General's office, who just is about as American as mouth to tongue, I mean, he was an angel compared to these people. So we are in so much trouble right now. And I hope they didn't kill him. I mean, it looks like a classic cover-up. It's like a movie. This is so ridiculous. But for the general public, if it is a murder, it's just meant to just dumb you down. But for those in the know, it's a big open threat. But David Knight, co-host of this show, get ready for the nightly news tonight. He was talking to me during the break. I said, well, just get on camera here before we go back to Wayne Madsen and give us your take and the different angles on the situation. I mean, what did you think, David? I know you like to be a journalist and go with what you can prove and where things go, but, you know, it's like if Bernie Sanders' plane blows up. I mean, statistically, Hillary had him whacked. I mean, that's the first suspect. It's like a convicted three-time child molester moves in on your street and your five-year-old disappears and his M.O. is grabbing five-year-olds. The first thing you do, you probably go over there and knock his door down. You're so upset. And your kid's probably in there. You know, or maybe not. The point is, you're a prime suspect. This corrupt system has been caught committing so many crimes, murdering people, saying they can kill citizens whenever they want, if the president says so, NDAA. They're the suspects. They're the prime suspects. We'd be crazy not to do that. But mainstream media, they've got literally hundreds of articles bashing me and others saying we are insane to even want an autopsy. So I guess this is the end of autopsies. David Knight.
Well, you know, Alex, when I talked about this yesterday, the person who said, well, we're not going to have an autopsy, Cinderella Guevara, and I guess this is her Cinderella story. First she says it's natural causes, then she says it's a heart attack. They put down a myocardial infarction, which is a heart attack, and then they changed it back to natural causes. And I saw the liberals who are pushing back on this. I mentioned this yesterday. You know, you see these articles, 3, 2, 1, conspiracy theories. The guy is 79 years old. It's time for him to die. Well, these are the same people who are backing Bernie Sanders, who is 75 when he takes office. He'll be 75. He's 74 now. Before the end of his first term, he'll be the same age as Justice Scalia. So there's a cognitive dissonance here on the people who say we shouldn't look at this closely. And the very fact is you played this clip. I played it yesterday of the church committee hearings. 41 years ago, the head of the CIA, William Colby, is talking about the ways that they have of killing people, making it look like natural causes, making it look like a heart attack. This is something that they have been working on to perfect for decades. They have an entire organization. That's their entire purpose, is to kill people covertly or overtly. And when you look,
I mean, this is so widespread. I have had family that was in this business.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's not even special. Like, Texas is like the recruiting ground for the death squads. I mean, just the naivete of the public. They just have no idea.
And when I was doing the radio show, the statements from the guy who owned the Cibolo Ranch had not even come out yet. The fact that he found him with a pillow over his head and that his clothes
were
wrinkled.
And they acted like that discredits me, asking, watch out if there's no autopsy. Watch out, they came out and announced this right away. That's standard in third world to say no foul play with no evidence. You know, this is so standard. They use that to discredit us. Oh, look, even Jones said this before the pillow. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the other thing we need to be concerned about, Alex, of course, last week, the Supreme Court had put a stay on Obama and the EPA's orders. It would essentially shut down the coal industry, as Obama had promised. So that's a key part of this.
And that's trillions in the next decade for the oil companies.
And it's one of the key ways that they're going to create a global governance. Look, they've got three things. They've got open borders. They've got taking over our economy using climate control, setting up a global tax regime, and then taking over the economy and managing it from an international commission with these trade partnerships, the TPP, the TTIP. So you've got three prongs heading towards a world government.
And it's all coming to completion in the next few years. And not just here. They're killing leaders overseas, appointing presidents and prime ministers. Everywhere they are just accelerating like their lives are going to end if they don't. Have you seen all the mainstream articles about war with the U.S. and Russia, with U.S. and Saudi Arabian troops getting ready to clash with Russians?
Oh, yeah.
And the neocons on TV saying attack Russia? I mean, these people need to be stopped. They're like Hitler, you know, after the Eastern Front had already collapsed. I mean, the globalists are going to get everybody killed.
When you look at what Justice Kennedy is doing as well, when we talk about this internationalism, Justice Kennedy, who was appointed by Ronald Reagan, has been a leading proponent of using international law to alter our Constitution. And so, you know, here's somebody that was appointed by Ronald Reagan, just like Scalia was, but he takes exactly the opposite approach, the diametrically opposite approach to this. And we look at the people that they're touting as being the leading possibilities besides Loretta Lynch. They keep talking about this judge from India. The guy's got two Indian presidents. He was born in India. Are we going to have H-1B justices for the Supreme
That's
Court?
Right.
We can't
That's
find
it.
Somebody in America who respects the Constitution?
To get away with anything and everything. God bless you, David Knight. Great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is such an insane time. And I'm glad we've got David Knight and other crew here in case they arrest me or kill me. I mean, I've gotten to that point. I mean, that's why I built a bigger operation, brought crew in, because I need, like, shark teeth if they take me out. Real leadership is having stuff prepared after you're gone, because it's about winning the war, not about me, folks. And I don't mean that to be dramatic, but I've been physically attacked, death-threatened, you name it. I think, let me ask Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, WayneMadsenReport.com. Wayne, I want to fund you and the crew to go down there and cover this. You say you want to go. If they try to act suspicious, if they try to block you from being there, I think that ratchets this up to pretty much certainty that they've been told to cover something up. I'm not saying they're involved. But Wayne, if this is foul play, you know, if Hillary cheated on the 6 coin toss that she won in a row, you know, if the sky's blue, if this is foul play, then, you know, if the Clintons are murderers, which is well known, you know, if the ocean's wet, then what does it signify that they've engaged in this assassination? It's a very bold move. And then why would they add all these conflicting statements in? I mean, that's just it's so amazing. Wayne, what do you think really bottom line is happening here?
Well, I would preface my statement. You know, there's only been 3 members of the Supreme Court who have died while sitting on the bench. The last one was Chief Justice Rehnquist, but he was sick. He was in the hospital.
Cancer, on record.
Surprise. Yeah, that didn't surprise anyone. And you have to go back to Associate Justice Vinson decades ago to find the last one who died on the bench. So here's the thing on this 4-4 balance they're talking about. As David said, you don't know which way Kennedy will go because he swings both ways, and I only mean that in the jurisprudence sense of the term. But it could be that we have a 5-3 court now with Kennedy swinging over to the so-called liberal side. But here's the issue, too. If we see a suit against Ted Cruz's eligibility to run for the presidency come up through the federal appeals court to the Supreme Court can either delay it until they get that 9th member, or they can kick it back down to the federal appeals court, which means that whatever the appeals court rules will be, you know, the law of
the land.
That's
right. They can defer and make the appeals court the new Supreme Court.
Exactly. And the word is that Scalia is an originalist, they call him on the Constitution, strict constructionist, probably would have ruled against Cruz's eligibility because he would have seen in the Constitution, look, there's, you know, this, he was born in Canada, you know, and it doesn't satisfy the definition of a natural-born U.S. citizen. So there's a lot more at stake with this vacancy than some people may
think. It's huge. I mean, is this the biggest event in the 2016 election so far?
I would say it's one of those shocking news events that, you know, obviously came up in the Republican debate the other evening, and I attended the Trump rally, which was held at the Sundome in Tampa, and right before he came out to a standing room only 16,000 people. I understand it was the largest number of people they've ever packed into that arena at the University of South Florida, but Trump had said he was going to sue. He was going to sue
Cruz.
Because Cruz is ineligible. He's a Canadian. So we had Trump already say that, he, you know, there may be a potential Supreme Court case here, and then Scalia dies suddenly down in Texas.
Look, all the evidence leans towards foul play, hanky-panky in my view, and you add to all this the rest of the craziness, Wayne. It is just over-the-top insane. I want to do one more segment with you just briefly and get into the Russia situation and the Ukraine situation, these proxy wars, Syria, and what the best thinking is on that front. And then Paul Watson joins us to continue the discussion of where Scalia went and died, leaving his security behind, is just an absolute insider Democrat command base, Obama command base, the whole county. We'll be back.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to Wayne Madsen. Going right back to him in just a moment. And I am getting my crew saddled up to go down to South Texas and investigate. And we're getting ready to set it up and get Wayne on an airplane to come out and join them as well. In fact, I'll probably send two teams out on this. It's so important. We're going to see how folks behave once we get down there. Briefly, we have a new Hillary for Prison shirt. The other one has basically sold out. The classic one that became so popular, I promise it was limited edition. So is this one. I'm just going to have this out until the election ends. And it's her as the Joker. And on the front it says, what difference does it make? You can put that up on screen for folks. It's at InfoWarsStore.com if you want to see it. And what difference does it make? InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com on the right arm shoulder. And then on the back is the classic Hillary for Prison shirt. But it's not blue. It's on a black shirt. Hillary for Prison 2016 and beyond. We're in prison in 2016 and beyond. InfoWars.com. And it's because she tries to intimidate people. And it's come out blackmails reporters. They have to write the exact words she says. They have to lie and say, you know, drones don't exist. They have to say that Santa Claus is real, basically, but you know, George Washington didn't exist. I mean, this is what they're about. And then calling up comedy clubs and saying, we'll shut you down with the IRS if you let people make fun of her. This is a true pig. This is a true witch. I mean, I get attacked constantly. Good, attack, lie, do whatever you want, scum. I'm telling the truth. But see, this filth is a control freak. So get the shirt, support the InfoWar. I'm basically like a kamikaze in the info war. And by the way, don't cry for me. I love it. I mean, when they etch my tombstone, they're not going to put on there that I've been over and was a coward. That doesn't mean I'm special. I wouldn't be special 200 years ago, but I'm a little special today. I'm just going to man up. And I love it, by the way. But I do want to be fueled for the fight. I want to be strong. I want to be able to send our reporters out, and I want to be able to have the reports. I want to be able to fight the enemies, and that takes funding. We got a bunch of other specials and new specials at InfoWarsLife.com. Androplex is selling out, so that special's ending. But we have a big special on Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 20% off for just 1 week. And we have a President's Day George Washington special. What is it, 20-something% off on all the incredible products with the George Washington sale for 24 hours only. 20% off all made in 1776. Evil Patriot First Amendment apparel. But now, shutting up about that, going back to Wayne Madsen, our investigative journalist, Wayne, the Russia situation, I'm going to cover this after you're gone and show the articles for viewers and listeners, but it's been Medvedev, as you know, last week saying, you know, look out, this could cause a wider war, a permanent war, a nuclear war, world leaders admitting it, Saudi Arabia announcing ground troops, all of this, the CIA saying prepare for imminent ISIS attacks in America. I mean, this is the group they funded. Where is all this going geopolitically, Wayne?
It's getting very serious. There's a report now that appeared in several news outlets that Turkish troops are now in Ukraine on the Ukrainian-Crimean border. Crimea, that former part of Ukraine that Russia took back, it was retroceded back to Russia. And so we've got Turkish troops in Ukraine. We've got the United Arab Emirates sending also troops to Turkey, along with the Saudis sending troops.
And Turkey shelling heavily the Syrian government.
Yeah, and the UAE doesn't have much in the way of an army. They have foreign mercenaries that are actually led by Eric Prince, the former head of Blackwater. There's U.S. Special, former U.S. Special Forces troops commanding these Colombians and South Africans.
Let me be clear, because you never go, you're not half-cocked. You're saying for former Blackwater XZ, or whatever the name is this week, is actually going in as Merc forces. We know they've hired them, but and is actually fighting on the side of ISIS.
They're fighting in Yemen on the side of the Saudis, and it's well known that the Saudis support ISIS. And now they're going into Incirlik, which is the NATO base, where all these Saudi planes and troops are going with the Emirate troops. And the Emirates are basically foreign mercenaries working for Prince's new company called Reflex Response, or R2, which sounds an awful lot like R2P, Responsibility to Protect, that Hillary and Samantha Power and Susan Rice came up with that got us into this mess to begin with. And here's the issue. The U.S. also has special forces in fighting for the Syrian Kurds and the Iraqi Kurds. And we could have a situation where retired special forces working for Prince and the UAE government will be shooting at current special forces troops in Syria fighting on behalf of the Syrian Kurds against ISIS. And
Hold on. I got Paul Watson coming up. But you always, I'm not just saying this, folks. This guy is so accurate. This guy is just basically never wrong. stay there. I didn't understand that part. I mean, I knew our special forces get really mad when they have to deliver weapons to Al-Qaeda or ISIS and they threaten them, but you're saying that there are Blackwater cheap dip troops that we're in the position to be fighting U.S. forces that are finally fighting Al-Qaeda because of congressional heat. Wow. You talk about a synthesis of evil, a full-spectrum evil.
March.
Stay there, Wayne. Two more minutes.
He's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Secret 12, InfoWars Life, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, I'm going back to Wayne Madsen for about 3 minutes and then to Paul Watson, and he's going to be hosting the fourth hour. And I've got a bunch of other news I've got to get to as well. And I haven't been taking a lot of calls lately. Maybe Paul will do it in the fourth hour. I should be. I want to hear from you about Scalia. It's just there's so many facets to this that my head is just spinning. What this signifies. I mean, I've had so much energy since Saturday. But since that morning, I was up here working all Saturday on record, doing videos saying something big's about to happen. They're moving on every front. I just feel like we should be fighting harder. And then, boom, Scalia was already dead. The world financial meltdown, all of it. But the crew points out to me, I skip breaks constantly. I don't plug things. I'm not funding our operation. Listener-wise, we are as successful as it gets, exponentially growing. Financially, we're just bringing in the money we need to operate at current levels. And I want to get a few more camera people, a couple more reporters. I don't want to sit there and obsess over where I send an investigative journalist like Wayne Madsen. I didn't send anybody to Davos this year because I didn't have the money. People go, oh, you're a failure. You don't have a helicopter. You know, you don't have $100,000 Rolexes. I don't care about all that. Nothing against things, just that things get me places. Things are fuel. They're tools. But we need the funding to get there, so we sell the best non-GMO seeds. Great T-shirts to promote liberty. High-quality nutraceuticals. And I just didn't properly plug the fact that Anthroplex is selling out. It's still available for sale, but the special's over, because in the next 24 hours, we'll sell down to the point of having to hold back some for folks that sign up for AutoShip who want that 10% discount. Because from now on, folks that are signed up with AutoShip will just never be sold out, because we're going to hold back whatever number of AutoShip members we have, because we have the computers to, you know, do it, to be able to tell, so that you basically always get it and always get a refill. But then everybody else who isn't on AutoShip, unfortunately, when stuff sells out, it will be sold out. So Anthroplex is about to sell out, so that special just ended. But Anthroplex, again, is about to sell out, so now is the time to secure your bottle today before we run out at InfoWarsLife.com. We are being forced to take down our Super Male and Anthroplex combo special in order to hold back bottles of Anthroplex for AutoShip customers. But for this week only, you can get Super Male or Super Female Vitality for 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. That's a huge special. Start fighting back and rebuilding your foundation. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today and secure your bottle of Anthroplex or Super Male Vitality before we sell out. That's InfoWarsLife.com. And then finally, sign up for the InfoWars Alex Jones Insider Newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter for free to get exclusive emails, videos, stories, photos, where if I'm in another country, now I'm not leaving the country, but my point is, if I have to go underground, whatever, and I'm seriously, we've been building an infrastructure for that. I don't plan to run off, but if they're like attacking and arresting everybody, I'm going to try to disappear, and still they'll be able to track us, but we'll be able to get stuff out via email. It's now reached that point, folks, okay? So Infowars.com/newsletter. We need the giant base of patriots out there to be able to contact you. And so if you're not signed up there with one of your dummy emails, whatever, it doesn't matter, so that we can get in touch with you and you can get in touch with us. I don't know what to say. But we need to, Paul Revere needs to be able to talk to you and vice versa. You are Paul Revere as well. So Infowars.com/newsletter and a lot of exclusive material, discounts, specials, you name it, just for folks that are signed up there. Now, going back to Wayne Madsen and WayneMadsenReport.com, also Infowars.com correspondent. Wayne, I've been planning to send you to the RNC, DNC, which we're planning to do with Crew, along with Richard Reeves. But I'm glad you do want to go to South Texas and cover that. But we're done talking about that for now. We'll obviously have you back in the next few days for an update as you research this. But separately, how would you say things are going for the Anglo-American power arm versus the Russian and Chinese power arm? And what else are you watching? What else do you expect to pop?
Well, I mentioned earlier this situation with Ukraine allowing Turks to come into their country. The Ukrainian government is a foreign, Soros-operated government anyway. It's corrupt. And we just had the first ever meeting between a patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church and the pontiff of the Roman Catholic Church in Havana. That never happened before, and I'm sure what they discussed is if these two individuals come to an agreement and they can basically tell both sides in the Ukraine situation back down, get rid of that phony government in Kiev.
That's right. What does that signify? For the first time in 2,000 years, these two original churches, you can argue who's older, meet for the first time. It's because it's saying, is Europe going to go to war with Russia? That's who, obviously, the pontiff represents, and the EU. In fact, I meant to cover that. You are absolutely right. Elaborate on that, sir. That is so huge. That shows us how close we are to World War III, and these institutions realize this. Was this not really a meeting of Russia with the Vatican?
Yeah, basically, that's what it was. And what we see now, that the Russian Orthodox Church, which really can speak for a number of other Orthodox churches in the area, in the Middle East and in Georgia and Ukraine and elsewhere, they're in a position now, the Pope and the Patriarch, to tell the Ukrainians, look, you're with us, and if you want to keep playing with ISIS, That government's not going to be around, because if we put the word out to our people in Ukraine, they're going to be dragging people like Yatsenyuk out and hanging them
up. So that shows how deadly this battle is, this battle of five armies now, that you see unprecedented.
Well, the Wahhabists are talking about a new crusade, and when you see the Pope and the Patriarch meet for the first time, maybe they're saying, okay, you want a crusade? You're going to get your crusade. And Erdogan keeps supporting these guys, these ISIS guys, and he's made this concordat with the Wahhabists that run Saudi Arabia. If I were Erdogan, I'd be looking at maintaining control over what was Constantinople and was the headquarters of the Orthodox
Church. Of the Byzantine.
Yeah, the Greeks have wanted that holy church, the Hagia Sophia, back forever, and now Erdogan says he's going to turn it back into a working mosque. I think we're on the verge of a major second crusade, and meanwhile, Obama goes to his first mosque ever as president in Baltimore, and it's a mosque affiliated with the Saudi Wahhabis.
That's what I want to say. I've got electrical chills all over my body. I've never had this in my life. Okay, I mean, I've walked out of a thing and a mugger with a butcher knife came at me, and I didn't have this much electricity in me. I can feel the epic shifting. It's so historical. It's so beyond an X-Files episode. I don't know how the average person isn't completely freaked out. Now finish up with this point, because I interrupted you earlier with another subject, which you then went into the Pope, thank God. Wayne, you need your own show for an hour a day here on InfoWars, I mean, just so you're not interrupted. Looking at this, what does it signify that Prince's new group, and I actually have seen that, I'd forgotten to cover it, is involved in different parts of the Middle East, at loggerheads with other factions in our government actually fighting ISIS, and also in Ukraine, to end up having mercenaries formerly from the U.S. and taken from the U.S. battling U.S. troops? I mean, are they that dishonorable that they'll actually do that? Or is there a level that these mercenaries or Eric Prince might actually stop their behavior at?
Under John Brennan, the CIA has become an active ally of ISIS, the Saudis, and the Turks. He's a Saudi file.
The word is he converted. He converted to Islam. I mean, that's pretty much
confirmed. Yeah, and I can almost believe that. So here we have Prince was tied up with the CIA when he was running Blackwater, and they were, and Brennan was one of the architects of the torture and rendition program that Blackwater was intimately involved in. So here we have the active special forces still under the control of the Pentagon, possibly getting into a ground war in Syria with these R2 people coming in from Abu Dhabi.
Well, I'll tell you, Prince is one arrogant person. He thinks he's going to get away with that.
Absolutely, and he's also affiliated with the Opus Dei movement. So, but this is a little bit of Tom Clancy, Dan Brown, Da Vinci Code, and you mentioned X-Files. Throw it all in together, and that's what you got right here, just a big mess.
Wayne, incredible analysis. Please join us on the Nightly News tonight if you can. Thank you so much for your amazing reporting, sir.
You bet, Alex.
I can officially say this is the most concerned and awake and also electrified and empowered I've ever been. I mean, I kept saying we're crossing the threshold. We're entering the world government. We're entering the great battle for human future. We're now not just crossing the threshold. We're entering it. I mean, the whole future is being decided, folks. When the globalists get full control, they're coming after your family, your pension funds, your farm, your ranch. They don't just want to own you. They want to kill you. And it is Islamic. The globalists are satanic. They have joined with radical Islam. Radical Islam has taken over Islam. And Christianity is deciding right now whether to die and submit to this or to fight. And I think that's why the patriarch met with the Pope. I mean, this is unprecedented to have a Pope step down and a new Pope come in. Paul Joseph Watson joins us from London, England, to break down his view on what happened with Scalia's death and just incredible connections. His article and video is up on InfoWars.com titled Why People Are Questioning Scalia's Death. I mean, why shouldn't there be questioning? That's normal. In this climate, the powerful person dies, and they instantly say, move along. But Paul, just geopolitically, everything that's happening, do you intellectually see it, and in your gut do you not feel it, that we are going over the edge of the roller coaster right now?
No, you've got 350 Saudi Arabian troops basically preparing to invade Syria. Their friends ISIS didn't do a good enough job, apparently. That's all about to kick off. They're talking about the biggest war games involving Saudi Arabia ever, that they've ever staged in their entire military history. So they're preparing to invade. It could cause a confrontation with Russia. You've got Medvedev warning of a new Cold War, talking about World War III. So, you know, that old Chinese proverb, may we live in interesting times, now has never been more interesting in terms of global flashpoints.
World governments being announced, our credibility, those that question are exploding. I think this is all out of control. Geopolitically, what do you think is really going on right now, Paul?
Well, I mean, they failed in Syria. They tried to carve it up. Now Turkey's getting involved as well because the Kurds are basically kicking the butts of the jihadists in Aleppo that Turkey and Saudi Arabia funded. So they're not happy with the outcome. Of course, we know that the Pentagon foresaw the rise of ISIS. That's why they helped it spread throughout the region, a Salafist principality in their own documents that came out 6 months ago. So they basically tried to spread these jihadists around the world, as they did before in Libya, to create this pretext for carving up the country. It's failed, and now we could see an even bigger conflict.
And now the CIA director, acting director, comes in and says, brace for inevitable ISIS attacks in America, and that's why we should invade Syria, because it's Assad's fault, thinking we don't know that he and others helped launch this attack and that he himself is a Saudi Arabian Wahhabist pledged. I mean, we actually have a Wahhabist running the CIA. It's over. The country's done. I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. I can't handle it anymore. I'm sorry, Paul. I just can't sit here and calmly talk about this anymore. I can't even look at his face. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you remember back in 2012, it was a conspiracy theory that Al-Qaeda or any jihadists whatsoever were even involved in Syria. That was the level of delusion they were trying to place people under as little as 3.5 years ago. We pointed it out that the Council on Foreign Relations were pointing out in their own words, yes, we're supporting Al-Qaeda, these bombings are good, we want to destabilize Assad, just like we did with Gaddafi, but it was a conspiracy theory for over a year. Now you've got Saudi Arabia massing, you've got Turkey massing, you had the shoot down of the Russian plane just a couple of months ago, which nearly caused a new conflict, and we're right on the precipice of that again. And, of course, now we've got the death of Scalia. There's a former U.S. intelligence official, and I'm going to write the article on this as soon as I get off the fourth hour.
Hold on, I want to get to that, but first, since you brought up Brennan, the CIA director, let's play a clip, Paul, and then go into Scalia, talking about imminence and inevitability of ISIS Al-Qaeda attacks in America when he literally has been funding and working with Hillary to give them their safe harbor in Syria, and they blame Assad for it. This is how dumb they think we are. Here it is, Paul.
We have a number of instances where ISIL has used chemical munitions.
Your Saudi Arabian brother?
Artillery shells.
Sure. No.
This is a chemical weapons club.
ISIS has access to chemical artillery.
By the way, we pointed out that they fall flat.
ISIS has access to
Assad, remember?
Precursors and munitions that they can use.
The CIA believes that ISIS has the ability to manufacture small quantities of chlorine and mustard gas.
Yeah, and the CIA, the faction run by this guy, a known Saudi Arabian operative, double agent on record, literally, we know. It's like on Sesame Street saying, we know that Cookie Monster has an ability to talk because you got your arm up it, making it move. I mean, Paul, I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Go ahead and finish up with this. Let's get into Scalia.
Well, I mean, 2013 Ghouta, they tried to frame Assad for that chemical weapons attack. That was the red line. Again, they failed because we had the internet and we were able to counter the narrative. That chemical attack was launched from rebel-controlled areas. There was no evidence that Assad was behind it. So they're likely to, you know, try something similar again. But with the Scalia thing, there's a top U.S. a former U.S. intelligence official who's basically saying the same thing as you, that the pillow on the face was to send a message, like, you know, Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes. He basically sounds like Alex Jones in his summary of what he thinks happens. And then we've got, you know, my comment was this. According to leftists and the media, and you've highlighted some of the hit pieces earlier, it's sick and demented to question the circumstances surrounding Scalia's death. But celebrating Scalia's death is perfectly fine. We got a new article up.
They want to kill him in the liberal media. They want him dead. They called for his death. And now that he's dead, though, they didn't kill him, but they're happy.
Yeah, so you had BuzzFeed editors. You had a bunch of journalists. You had them. You said they were going to take out Clarence Thomas next, potentially. That's what the left is now calling for on Twitter. They're saying, oh, let's all pray that it's Clarence Thomas next. So they're the ones that are engaging in these spiteful, hateful comments.
They could have a liberal shoot Clarence Thomas on the street and they'd say it was natural causes.
Yeah. You know, 1,000 comments a day on Twitter saying kill Trump. And they say it's sick and twisted for us to question the narrative of this while they're celebrating his death.
And they have Broadway shows about killing conservatives, and professors say, I'm going to kill you of your Tea Party, and they call for our death. I mean, these are just sick filth. And the liberals aren't even getting money. They're all getting screwed, but they love it. They love it, Paul.
They love it. I mean, they pose as taking the moral high ground when they violate their own principles again and again because they're complete hypocrites and they're not real liberals. But there's also a poll, which I'm going to talk about as well. 79% in this poll think there's foul play involved in the death of Scalia. And this was a poll that received 40,000 votes. So it's quite the expansive polling of individuals on this particular website. Nearly 8 out of 10 think that there's foul play involved.
It's like 90% of people I see or talk to think they killed him. And I mean, people, liberals, conservatives, but those are conspiracy theorists. You could have 7,499,000,000 people saying that he was murdered, and one liberal would say he wasn't. I'm God. Don't ask questions.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. Even when your wallet is open, imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
a bad, bad thing.
They did a bad, bad thing.
They admit the world economy is imploding after denying it forever. They're the ones engineering it, the globalists. They now want total power and control out of that. Paul Watson's going to break it all down in the next hour. Scalia dies in incredibly suspicious circumstances. And as Paul pointed out, the articles are on InfoWars.com. He's writing more of them. They're going, now we want to kill Thomas next. I mean, and there are all these nobodies that don't even have jobs or they're government workers, and they like get off on the idea of killing everybody. We're going to kill you and get free stuff. I mean, they're Nazis. And I guess they're going to go the way of the Nazis because, man, let me tell you something. You want to get in a big fight with everybody, with the American patriots and the veterans and the Christians, and you want to fight the Russians? And while you're at it, you want to slap the Chinese around, and their government's super evil. Paul, we're about to go to break, and I'm going to hand the baton to you, my friend, to take over. But and I meant to get into some of these hit piece articles that make fun of us about everything. But the mainstream media doesn't seem to get. They're discredited, and no one hardly listens to them anymore. So I do think there's major delusion by the elites here. What else do you want to add on that point and on the Scalia situation? What's your gut on this?
Well, there's a website called Jezebel, which is this big social justice warrior feminist website full of absolute crap, as you would expect. And they put out a hit piece against you. Loopy conspiracist Alex Jones thinks Justice Scalia was murdered because his gut told him so. In the very first sentence, they call you a racist, okay? The source for calling you a racist is a link to a YouTube video in which you say people who call for the death of white people are racists. So their proof for you being a racist is you making an anti-racist argument during your radio show. They also call you an anti-Semite. What's their source for calling you an anti-Semite? A link to a Forbes article in which they talk about comments by Charlie Sheen about Chuck Lorre. And then they say, for the record, Jones himself has long taken pains to distance himself from over anti-Semitism. So their source for calling you an anti-Semite is an article which says you're not an anti-Semite. This is the level of delusion being engaged in by the media after you made your comments on Scalia.
In fact, I keep noticing that, whether it's the Sydney Morning Herald or the New York Times, the proof they link to always discredits them like it's some weird joke. Or then I think, are they really on our side? Because this is how you would discredit yourself. Are they just so delusional they don't care, like a lobotomized monkey throwing his feces at people?
Well, these social justice warriors don't normally care about facts. They care about feelings and emotion and deceiving people. So
it's kind of like 2 + 2 = 5. They're allowed to put a link that says I'm not racist as proof that I'm racist.
Yeah, and you're an anti-Semite, and they link to an article which says you're not an anti-Semite by Forbes. I mean, this can't just be sloppy journalism, surely.
Maybe it's satire. Maybe these are some of the greatest dark satire writers ever, Paul. Because let me tell you, our joke used to be to read this for entertainment, remember? And we promised to stop doing it, both of us. We sit there for an hour on the phone every day, you know, a lot of times at night, giggling and laughing about all this. What was it, 5 years ago, we pledged to stop it, right? You don't call me, I don't call you with it. But it is really, this is really some really good comedy. I'm not kidding. I mean, this is hilarious, folks.
We used to get blamed for not blaming the Jews for everything, but now apparently we're anti-Semites again, so they can't seem to make their minds up.
Well, I'm the number one enemy on all the white supremacist sites for whatever crazy reason, mainly because they're government run, but I'm also an anti-Semite and a secret Nazi, Paul.
Yeah, and it's documented with proof that actually says the opposite.
I know, I was reading this thing, it's like, and Jones, when he's not talking about UFOs, says Hillary ordered a stand down in Benghazi. It's on record. The 8 survivors were there and heard the order. Well, I'm going to come back and do 5 more minutes with you, Paul, and then you're going to take over the next hour, 4th hour straight ahead. We love you all, folks. We're marching forward. We're with you. We know you're supporting us. We salute you. God bless you. Pray for us. We're going in. We're not stopping. We love it. I love it. I love it.